590 The Fan, Tony Loves Food, Jane's Addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Pigs in Zen.
Remember the first time I ever heard this?
Well, I remember the first time I saw you sing it, so that's why I played it. So we were down at, it was Boomers at that time, down on the landing, celebrating Chris's birthday, and this band is rocking away at Pigs and Zen, and we're standing in the front, and Chris is just into it, man, just going nuts on the song, singing every word, and the lead singer basically, like, picks up on that. So then, the last verse, he just, like, hands the mic down to Chris, and, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh my gosh, what? No, Chris grabbed the mic and belted into this last verse and just screaming it, singing it. And then at the end, boom, doesn't do a mic drop, like throws the mic down on the ground. And the lead singer, he was probably a little bit like, oh my gosh, but at the same time, that lead singer ego of him totally got it and he loved it. But the other guys in the band were like, what the heck? You know, like, you just slammed that mic. But it was just, it was so Chris and so awesome. But anyway, so Chef Chris Van Norman with us, one of my best friends, longtime friend. Happy he's joining us again. My name's Tony Boozy Cruz. You can find me Facebook, Tony Loves Food. Tweet at me, Tony, at Tony Loves Food and TonyLovesFood.com. So, we don't really have a lot of time left, but I did want to touch on sides. So just, I'm going to do some quick hits of some things. So many of the traditional ones, you know, you're doing mashed potatoes. You got, you know, Aunt Nancy's green bean casserole. You got corn, you know, you cranberries. I know the debate. I grew up with the jellied cranberry in out of the can that I just love, but I'll get down on some cranberry sauce as well and stuff. But a question that I think burns at me and a lot of people out there, is there a difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
Yes. Botanically speaking, yes.
Okay, so it's a different type of, they're both two different strains. Is that right? Strain of potato? Family? They're in the same family? I don't remember my whole botanical breakdown, but
they're similar enough to where, that's why there's this argument. They're similar enough to where it doesn't matter, but yeah, if you get down to the science of them, break it down, they're botanically two different plants. So, you know, but it doesn't matter. If a recipe, let's see. Yeah, you can pretty much use them interchangeable. Let's put it that way.
I don't know that I've ever seen yams. I mean, other than like in a can. I mean, I've never seen a pile of yams in the produce section.
Yeah.
I mean, do they look like a sweet potato?
Yeah, basically. They're a little bit more, I don't know, how should I say this, huh? Firm, or a sweet potato will absorb a little more. It's hard to describe, but just get sweet potatoes. You're really not gonna see yams anyway. Get sweet potatoes. So,
and another thing that gravy. So making the pan gravy, because we're talking sides. You know, gravy is to me one of the sides. You know, and because I put that. Not the hot sauce thing. I put that bleep on everything, but I definitely like a little gravy on my potatoes. I'll even put a little bit on my stuffing. So making a good pan gravy, because so many people just go for that packet. But again, that's another really good skill to learn, and it's not really all that difficult once you kind of learn to do it. So you take your drippings, your pan drippings. A lot of time people will strain that to get, you know, a lot of the stuff, some of the stuff out of it, but what's the basic process?
The gravy can start before the bird goes in the oven, basically. And I beg to differ. It's not a side or anything like that. It is. There's gravy, and then there's everything else that sits under gravy. So, and that's why it's so good if you make it good like that. So one of the first steps, take that package out of the bird that I was talking about, the neck and everything. Start that. You can roast the neck if you want real quick. Just develop more flavor. And then start that simmering with, you know, whatever you like, onions, carrots, celery, get that going while the bird's cooking and everything. And then, you know, pull the bird out while that's resting. Then, you know, I'll even snip off the wing tips to get even more flavor into that. And then, it's up to you. You'll have the drippings and the fat in the pan from the bird. You can get rid of as much fat or as little fat as you want. And then, yeah, I use a little bit of flour to absorb that fat. And that becomes your thickener or your roux. put all that in there. And I mean, you know, gravy is the, it's an art. It's not even cooking. It's, you know.
But it's something too. It's like talking about, you know, using everything. The gravy is a great example of like, really, like, you've got all this flavor, you've got all this stuff there to use, and to just discard it and then grab a packet is right. Just seems
well silly. Now that's that my mind was turning while you were saying that, because now there are the packets and bouillon cubes that, you know, sitting next to the thermometer that your dad had since 1952, or the square bouillon cubes from 1952. We argue day in, day out, even in the even professional chefs, like, we call them bases. We buy them, you know, they're like bouillon or dry powders or something like that. We call them bases. They're perfectly fine to use if you know how to use them. You know, look at the ingredients. Most of them will have the first ingredient as salt, so you got to look for that. A lot of them will have the first ingredient, turkey, beef, or whatever. So get those. And then just a lot of people are worried about MSG, so watch for that. But bases, there's nothing wrong with them if you know how to use them.
Yeah.
But don't just take the base, add water, and there you go, there's the gravy. That is wrong. But you can kick up the flavor properly with a base or bouillon or whatever you have. So.
And so what about other sides? We mentioned, you know, we ran down a list of you know, quote unquote, traditional sides. What, I mean, what do you think people should try, you know, for a side or something maybe that people don't think of? Or
well, I'll say two things then. We talked about the basics. So sometimes it's just taking the basics and doing it different. Green bean casserole. I love it. Wouldn't change it for the world. But when I was in Virginia, one of my friend's grandparents was allergic to MSG, so we made it fresh. So I made fresh mushroom soup, green beans. So that's a different thing to try. And then the cranberry sauce, dump it out of the can and have the ridges and all that, or try making fresh. I mean, it's something as simple as that. Then get into then the other end of the spectrum is, you know, play around. I like things like you know, whipped parsnips as a side. You can't beat that. Brussels sprouts, any way, shape, or form. You just can't beat that. Roasted vegetables, things like that. Just think about something you do and maybe try a different cooking method on it or something like that.
And so I remember one time too, making mashed potatoes together or something like that, and you stressed the idea of they're mashed potatoes. You can whip potatoes or have a whipped parsnip, but so many times people do that where they whip the potatoes a little. So don't overbeat your potatoes, or you're whipping your potatoes. It's not really mashed. It's better to have lighter, fluffier.
It's fine too. You just got to watch out for if they start to cool down, the starch will leach out and they'll get gummy. That's all I'm going to say.
We're getting the high sign from Grover, who always does such a good job of keeping us on track and running the board. So I thank him. I thank my good friend, Chef Chris Van Norman, for joining us. I'm Tony Boozy Cruz. Tony loves food. And just a great band. We saw AC/DC. We got to meet AC/DC, one of my favorite songs from them. It's a long way to the top. It's a long way to the top in the culinary industry, and you're on your been well on your way, and you're doing it, so happy to see that. Thanks for listening. Come back next Saturday for another show, and then closer to Thanksgiving we'll probably do another Thanksgiving show and have more tips and stuff. So Tony Loves Food, 590 The Fan, thank you for listening.